أنتم تستمعون إلى راديو ميرايا صوت السلام.
Oh yes, a very good morning. 26 minutes to the top of the hour. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, and this is where the nation's big conversations begin every morning.
Now, an inaugural online global interfaith prayer for South Sudan is set to take place this Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026. This sacred gathering will unite people of different faiths in prayer, reflection, an intercession for peace and national restoration in South Sudan.
That's right. Now, this is organized by the Homegrown Peace Initiative. This one-hour global moment of prayer will connect participants from Juba to London, Nairobi to Washington, D.C., all standing together with one shared hope, which is peace for South Sudan.
Well, to tell us more about this important initiative, we are joined in the studio by Lorna Merikaji, who's joining us live online, a civil society activist and human rights defender, and Mr. Guya Scopas Betwell, head of the publicity, media and advocacy team for Homegrown Peace Initiative for South Sudan. And Bishop Dr. Arcangelo Wani Lemi will be joining us as well shortly, a peace volunteer with Homegrown for Peace Initiative for South Sudan. Mm. Welcome back to the program, Ms. Copas, here in the studio, and many thanks for joining us, Lorna Merikaji, online, and Bishop, of course, will be joining us. Good morning to you all.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having us.
All right, let's begin with Merikaji. Mm-hmm. What inspired the idea of a global interfaith prayer specifically for South Sudan at this time?
Well, thank you very much. As we all know, that South Sudan is a country that was born out of liberation. And during the liberation struggle, there's a lot that was going on. And one of the major things was prayer. And we believe that when the situation is very difficult, it's important to invoke the spirituality of the people. And looking at what is happening in South Sudan at the moment, and after a discussion with the peace volunteers, because Homegrown Peace Initiative, we're gathered on a WhatsApp group. So the peace volunteers all realized that none of us can find solution for this situation unless we try other avenues, and major avenue is the prayer, because we need to go back to God and reflect. We need to go back to God and give thanks. Actually, we realized that since we got independence, after so much prayers during liberation days, we got independence. We have never come together as a nation to give thanks to God for having attained this goal, which looked like a far-fetched dream. Mm. So that's where the global interfaith prayer thinking is coming from. And why global interfaith prayer? Because we have South Sudanese in all parts of the world, but we also have friends that stood with us during that time. Mm. They too are saying the same thing. We need to say thanks to God for having brought us this far.
Right. So it is a Thanksgiving prayer.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Merikaji. And we're glad to be joined in by Bishop Dr. Arcangelo Wani Lemi. Guya Scopas, I'll be coming to you shortly. Yeah. Yes, Bishop, why was it important to make this gathering interfaith rather than just centered on a religious group? Doctor, you may just have to unmute your mic because we cannot hear you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for letting me in. The prayer is so important because it is high time for us, honestly, to rally ourselves together and appeal to the Almighty God, jointly and together, even as we advocate, even as we do whatever we have been doing over the years. So there is power in prayer as people of faith, South Sudanese. It's very important for us really to just come together. Maybe we have done so much ourselves, but it's a high time for us now to connect with God, that he may help us in all our deliberations, in all our endeavors, and in all our quest for peace. It's one thing that we cannot get tired. Even the Bible say we shouldn't get tired praying to the Almighty God, because that is the only space that we can be accommodated. That's the only space that we are sure we will receive answers. And so this is a bit very unique because of the fact that we're trying to bring on board the many people that have been accompanying us all over the world, the people that stood with us even in our times of struggle. And they kept on asking, you know, as to what they can do for us and how can we work together. And so the only thing we can work together, the only thing we can do right now is honestly to rally together and to pull together in unison to pray to God. And I believe as we pray to God, there are answers that, as a servant of God, I believe that there are answers God is going to give us to help us understand probably how we can do things in a better way.
Right.
How
yes,
can
Bishop.
We move
Thank
the
you.
Country forward?
Thank you so much. We'll come back and get more insight on that. And allow me bring in Guia Scopas Betuel. You're the head of the publicity and media advocacy. What should the participants expect from this? And also, when is this prayer happening?
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here in the studios once again to speak about the Homegrown Peace Initiative and the activities that we are undertaking as a group. So when is the global interfaith prayers taking place? It's tomorrow at 3 p.m. So again, like my two senior people have said, it is a virtual prayer, involving participants from across the world. So what is going to happen is there is a link, and that is shared across so many platforms. So if you listen to Radio Mirai today and you have had a chance to see such a link in any of the platforms that you may be in, that is the link that you can access the prayer, and that is tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Right.
Juba time.
And the expectation?
Well, the expectation is that the prayers is Thanksgiving, as mentioned earlier on. It's a time for reflection. The country has gone through a lot of difficult time, and let us not forget that before we attain our independence or the peace agreement eventually, there was a history of where ecumenical bodies gathered together to pray for South Sudan. Sudan Council of Churches at the time played a greater role. We also had, friends outside South Sudan, in America, in Canada, in Australia, who were also praying. The World Council of Churches were also praying. And like Dr. Bishop Arcangelo said, God finds a way to answer prayers. Mm. So, yes, the expectation is that let us bring our burden to the Lord, and then we wait for his response.
Right.
Yes.
Let me bring in Bishop Dr. Lemmy. Who are some of the key voices or groups involved in leading the prayer?
Well, I think I would not say there are really individuals that I can point at, but honestly speaking, we have individuals, friends from World Evangelical Alliance. We have individuals from the World Council of Churches, and I emphasize individuals because it was not an entity. It was not something that is organized by World Council of Churches, by World Evangelical Alliance. But there are individuals that are so concerned. If I may, I can even mention some names of a few individuals that have really been asking and trying to find out how we can pull together. How can this issue of South Sudan be addressed, be fixed? As people of faith, we said we cannot undermine the power of prayer. Let's just pull together and pray as friends of South Sudan. There are people even within the region who are men of God. We are not talking of people outside that circle. These are friends, bishops, retired bishops. There are people who work for, as I said earlier on, World Council of Churches, and people who work for World Evangelical Alliance. And by the way, friends of South Sudan from way back, even those who attended the Wound Lead, there are friends who were there who are reminding us of how people came together and people prayed and things happened in the past. And that's the only place or space we can zero in at the beginning. Now, as the politicians do whatever they are doing, let's zero in into bringing our voices to God and seeking an answer from Him as to how we can, even if we are to talk, how can we now talk? Even if we are to do so, what can we do that we did not probably do as a church,
right,
or as faith-based that we did not do before? We cannot do the same thing always and expecting different results.
Right.
So what is it that we have not done that we need to do now?
Indeed.
Where have we not gone to that we needed to go now? Who do we need to have on board in this kind of prayer? You know, are we supposed to give up, to give up, or we have to do something? So that's actually some of the things that we are behind the scene in our conversations with friends who we're asking, what do we do, really? What
right,
do
thank
we
you.
Do?
Thank
and
you
our
so much,
answer
Bishop,
is,
because,
let us pray.
Right, we are left with only 4 minutes on our call. I would like to bring Merikaje Lona very quickly, please. In a country facing ongoing challenges, what role do you believe prayer and faith can play in peace building?
Well, thank you very much. Before I answer your question, just a bit of correction. The time for those in South Sudan is 2:30. Those in Addis Ababa, Kampala and Nairobi, it's 3:30. And the ones in US can adjust, and UK different parts.
Right.
Well, in a situation where a country is facing challenges like South Sudan, and what can people do? I think it is what we're doing. People try different ways, and basically we need the discernment. We need God to give us direction and the vision to where we should go. And I think that is what the Homegrown Peace Initiative
right.
is doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lona. And very quickly, Scopus, you spoke about people finding links on their different platforms. What if I am not part of any of those platforms? How can I be part of that?
That's a very good question. So what is basically going to happen is that we are calling individuals, even in your households, even in your churches, pray for South Sudan. It does not necessarily require you to be on the link, but if you can access the link, sure, go ahead. If you cannot, pray for South Sudan wherever you are, in your households, in your churches, and so on. This is just the inaugural. We will have, you know, subsequent prayer sessions for South Sudan.
Right. And moving forward, how do we ensure that this does not just end on this one event, but becomes a lifestyle for South Sudan, Dr. Arcangelo? Very quickly.
This is a very huge call for us as South Sudanese to keep on keeping on praying and to acknowledge that it is in us praying that God begins to answer, prayers and to come to our rescue. And so mine is just, it's not going to be a one-off event. It is a call for us to rally together in prayer. Let us just keep on praying. We probably have done a lot of talking among ourselves and at ourselves, but probably now let us talk to God.
Right.
The late Bishop Paride one time said, we have talked. It is high time for us to talk to God. So let's bring all our petitions, let's bring all our trouble, let's bring all our issues before God.
Thank you, Bishop. Every one
of us throughout South Sudan.
And Merikaje, as we conclude, how do you, what message are you hoping that this global gathering will send to the leaders and the citizens of South Sudan?
Well, the main thing we are starting with is Thanksgiving, and it's a moment of reflection. It's a moment of returning back to God, but it's a moment of asking ourselves whether what we are doing, whether it's the leaders or the citizens, what we are doing to our country, is it the best thing? Is that what we fought for? The South Sudan today, is that the South Sudan that we really fought for? That question must be reflected upon individually and in our different spaces.
All right, many thanks indeed for your time. Many thanks indeed, Lorna Mary Ikaje, and thank you, Guyas Corpus, and many thanks to Dr. Bishop Dr. Arcangelo Wani Lemi for your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you're listening to the Viraya Breakfast Show, and that was a conversation on the inaugural online global interfaith prayer for South Sudan, which is set to take place tomorrow
at 2:30
at 2:30 Central African time, the 28th of April 2026. Now, this sacred gathering will unite people of different faiths in prayer, reflection, and intercession for peace and national restoration in South Sudan. Stay tuned. More still to come here, including the world of sports in some few minutes.